say if I could get money for 10 years, it's plenty of the ballot. I'll be damn rich. Yeah. You know, well, the problem was that they were eight. It originally was age four, and he emitted concern and empathy that you could say he pitied them. And by pitying people, he was like punching him in the face. About to go down. That's a bit weird. And the contents within spilled it. Turning Japanese, I really think so, didn't you?
Now I find I'm sitting here on my own. Bridge Area Remix.
I love this show.
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
It's another episode of Rage Redux. I am your extremely jet-lagged host, who is back literally through the door after over 16 hours of travelling straight from the other side of the world to do this show. The commitment, because I'm hardcore, basically, is what we're saying here. I'm IJK. How do you do? Konnichiwa. And licking her lips in the background, I don't know if that's for my benefit or not, but it's been a week. Okay, is that what it takes? I always introduced you as RJ, you get this is how out of it I am at the moment. But in the middle, looking somewhat better looking than I am. It's gonna be hard at the moment. Is Echo Hot? Say hello, Echo. Yay, Echo's there. Echo's everywhere. And hitting me and the third member of our happy band. Your hands are cold, by the way, honey.
Going outside.
Thank you for that. The third voice is somebody whose birthday was yesterday. And he was 21 years old, this young pup. And his name is Blake the Birthday Boy Draco. Fangirl scream of happy birthday.
You know, this is kind of awkward, but I just realized this. The only time there's a quote-unquote fangirl scream is when either one of you two are screaming, not when I'm screaming, so...
You have the tendency to not actually on time.
It's more of a fanboy scream, if you understand.
Oh, no, fangirl is fine, yeah. It's well known.
Are you suggesting you swing that way, then?
The main always gets fangirl. And we know Sophia gives well.
See, Ram agrees with the fanboy scream. That's what it is.
Ram gives different kinds of screams.
Well, now, I didn't realize we were turning the show that way.
It's not a scream. I don't know, I was just saying, you know, she's not a fangirl. No.
That's what you were saying about me. I'm no longer your fangirl because I'm married to you.
Yeah, you're not. Sorry, you can't be.
How is this not?
If you're my fan, though, you did a very poor job of it. But yes, why do people keep singing AUK is our king?
I don't know, but you're alright.
I think this is Hogfather's fault.
AUK
does poke Chuck Norris. As well as the fact that Chuck Norris once went out to get a beer, but AUK went out and to get, you know, a brewery. That's
and then drank that to death, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. What I basically did was I lifted it up above my head and then, you know, did some various tricks with juggling it, also with St. Paul's Cathedral and an elephant whose name I forget, you know. But yeah, I juggled them and then I drank the entire brewery in one go, by the way. And then I put it upside down, top of my head.
Did you have a massive cherry in the little brewery?
No, I lost that some time ago. Alright, okay, who's here? My goodness, there's so many people in Radio Saker. I'm just like, my eyes.
My eyes. Getting that from the screen, don't
worry. That's the amount of white on the screen. Maxi's wow. Maxi says, wow, it's lonely here. Aww. But yes, happy birthday to Blake. Hey, where is everybody in Radio Sega? What's happened to them?
I think
this is TSS again with their strikes. I reckon it's becoming so popular. Oh, cheers.
Oh, I came back from Japan for this.
But yeah, Radio Sega chat room. Oh, I can't believe I get a hug from somebody who's trying to prove his thing.
No turning back the clock now.
Zebra.
Fine, we're getting a divorce.
Fine, that means you're going back to America.
With half your stuff, yes.
What? Half of what? Exactly.
It's not enough. But it's half nothing. Your stuff.
There's gonna be. I'd like to see you make a convincing case for that. I really would.
I want to divorce him because I want to.
I can't love him the way I used to love him. Zebra, Turkey, SJ, Silver Sonic, Shadow Fox 04, Shady, who just stroked my leg? Whichever one. Blake!
Blake, did not do it!
If you're gonna adjust, you know, where your feet are, Blake, stop playing footsie with me. Okay?
Honestly.
Shadid, Maxi, King Boo, Joe Forever, Dribble Player, Nick Venato, D'Artagnan, Cobra the Best, hey, you so jet lagged. Because this is just. Because he's just. He's dead. Underscore Spondy, Risen SD, Trigon. Whereas over in Sonic Stadium. Yeah, footsie on radio. Yeah, it's like.
It's about as convincing as a staring contest over the radio, if we like.
I thought ventriloquism.
That also.
That works really well. That works really well. On radio. Absolutely superb. We have voice Earth Ox, who is colouring. Speaking of colouring, how's the comic going? What comic? What comic? Bye.
No comic. I knew you're lying! There's nothing to look forward to on Sonic Rex. We don't do comics.
Yeah, nothing to look forward to on Sonic Rex.
No,
nothing at all.
Dragon Trekkie, Tall Guy 91, T-Birds, who I'm guessing liked Racer X earlier, with Godzilla. Incidentally, there was also. Yeah, there was also Sick YG from Mad World with Ain't That Funny, and also Annika with Japanese Boy. Which was the music ridiculously high. So apologies if you've just listened again and couldn't actually even hear us.
I guess they could.
Comics on Sonic Rex. I know, but some
you're supposed to do stuff.
What stuff? I don't know about any comics.
Yeah, you give her orders and she accidentally forgets them.
I'm not saying anything. I thought it's called open secret, but it's. But seriously, it'd be not done with
it. Should we just say it and be done with it just at this point?
Well, we know. Well, I think people know that there's going to be
something
going on, which may have to do with a certain other website's comic.
We won't call them rival. We will call. Subjugated.
Well, they're not our rivals, they're our allies.
Allies.
They're our allies. I want to know what's going on with the picture with Evil Eye AUK pointing at evil T-Bird.
We'll find out.
Oh, really? They've already put out more?
No, there was. I'm sure you saw the pic. Well, if I say I'm sure you saw.
No.
If you go on emeraldcoast.co.uk, name that site in question. There's a picture of the evil Japanese T-Bird being.
I think he's turning into like a proper vampire, whereas Sven is like lolbok vampire. He will become the vampire king or something. I don't know. That could be interesting. But something's going wrong there.
No, that's like Sven's character in Dreams Nightmare is essentially TSS and M.
Oh, God.
That's,
we're cute, round, lovable characters. Them, they're freaks.
Yeah, very nice.
I've been very self-conscious with my artwork lately. So
can you be less self-conscious and more productive?
Well, this is the thing. And I mean, if it does kick off and people really like what's about to come up potentially in the next few days, very likely to go up this week. I'm setting a goal for myself. I said it already, but I'm setting it now. But there is something that will go up comic.
If T is Gollum, what does that make Dread Frodo? Is that you come from that? Jocelyn!
No, he was...
Shire! South End! Spong!
Oh dear. Who's Gandalf? Probably Kev.
Yes! Nasty Jocelyn. Because it's Sean Bean, and B, because I'll just end up just like shot to bits with arrows, which is pretty much like every day.
The point is, you're not supposed to die from them.
No. And then my horn gets cut in two. It's most unfortunate.
Then what does that make me?
What does that make
that
you?
That swinging chick at Helm's Deep. What
swinging chick is this at Helm's Deep?
What is it? His niece? The king's niece?
Wait. So you're suggesting that I married my niece?
No, you're not the king. Not that king. What is it? The king of Rohan. And he's got
a steward?
Like, no, the Rohan, not Gondor. Gondor has a steward.
Oh.
The chick from the second film. I can't think of names.
Oh, you'd be the warrior chick.
Yeah.
The one who's really important to plot and story.
No,
you could skip over entirely.
Basically, in the film, they just go rub her out, really. That's all.
Apparently, Roy Black would be Gandalf. No, no. Can you imagine that? You shall not pass. What are you doing? You cannot pass.
Yeah, am I in the bedroom? What?
Who said that?
Anigo Bonato, look closer to the top of the page.
Anigo Bonato's got getting a bit of a dirty mouth on him, I think.
Somebody's smutty-minded
tonight. No, he has been for the last, like, couple of months. What's happened? I blame Ram.
Alright. Well, that does have an effect, okay? Women on the internet...
Spin, Sonic AD, Silver Sonic, ShadowFox04, Shadid, Risen SD, Reeby the Fox, Ram the Dragon, LogoCast. LogoCast, so we know who LogoCast would be. It'd be sort of Archer Elf. Yeah, there's only a couple of spelling mistakes away from Legolas, so you might as well. Ivy Rave. Ivy! Hypersonic Hogfather, Farmer Alchemist, Emperor Vija, Anigo Venato. D'Artagnan, Dark Overlord, Cover the Best, Axe Debater, Spondy, MK, and of course Jambot.
I've got a couple of people
becoming. Arena Kagi is materialised. And Joe Forever is materialised as well. I don't care. He's there, he's not there, he's with us in spirit. He's with us in spirit, because it's well known fact that Vija buys Joe Forever special brand port. Special reserve. The reserve being a reservation in the morning.
What did you do to
that? T-Bear says, why do I get to be the shitty character? I'm blatantly Legolas, so I have the hair.
Who has the hair?
He does, apparently. You've got a scraggly beard though, so that means you're probably that means T-Bow's our king, because he's probably Aragorn.
Yeah.
Ryo Nakagi says, "Hello, UK! Yes. Hello, Ryo Nakagi. I'm glad you could join us." oh, God. Oh. Sorry, I just had a great vision of Dark Speeds as one of the, oh, what are the trees called? The Ents. At Dark Speed Ents. Can you imagine that? It's absolutely hyper Ent. Going around. Drill says unts. No, he doesn't. I suppose this is, who am I supposed to be? You're the Hurakai, whatever the thing is called. The Hurakai. Why are we even talking about this? About Lord of the Rings?
Really bees me into the chat room.
Damn chat room. So, what have I missed, basically? Because I've been in Japan for a week. So, what have I missed? The drill is a lie, apparently. Yeah, there's a black Yoshi. I say the words that there's a black Yoshi, and Ralph Dragon says I'm pregnant again. Is it linked to the black Yoshi?
It's okay, Jay. You know, every guy's got to go through this. Okay, not every guy, but you know, some guys.
Some guy.
He's a relation of tall guy. Some guy. Oh yes, remember April Fools? Yes, Ram says. I was quitting and I was moving to Uruguay because I got Ram pregnant. If you remember rightly. And not for the first time.
Apparently, yeah. About all those little okay. South American chiclets you've been pushing out.
Though. Yeah.
You had a whole harem down there too.
I forgot.
Yeah, have you been writing to them? Honestly.
I've been paying maintenance.
All right.
How do you think Ram's got her total? But yeah, there's a black Yoshi which I've got from Akihabara in Japan, which is a absolutely fantastic place. Which if you go there, you'll just be bankrupt within about 2 minutes. Yeah, but it's a very special the black Yoshi. It just walks around in a very sort of pimping way. It gives other Yoshis attitude.
And he likes fried chicken.
It's got.
No,
it's got. It's got. No, it goes Yoshi as opposed to Yoshi. It's a really, really deeper voice.
Gangster Yoshi. It's Nyasi's.
It's a pit. Yeah. Mofo. Yeah, black Yoshis for the win. There was also cream. There was like Yoshis of every color. There was a cream white Yoshi. There was a cream white Yoshi as well, but it couldn't jump.
And it couldn't dance either.
It had no rhythm. Oh, good stuff. If you're wondering where I've been for the past week, I've been in Japan, as I already just said, because I took out the winners of the Sonic 4 competition, which resulted in... I did hear there was a couple of news stories about, Sega, messing up, So, well, yeah, they could choose their date... And there were certain dates that didn't work well for us, so yes, Sonic 4 had come out before they went out there, well noticed. But, well noticed, you win a prize, and it's
your own eyeballs.
It's your own eyeballs, yes.
Congratulations, you can use them now.
But...
Captain Obvious. It's always something.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they were here. Rina Cole girls said I saw any cosplayers. Apart from the Maid Cafe girls, who at one point almost tried to physically drag me in there. Did you explain this? It's like it's animation. It's like animation and film. Sorry, I'm so tired. I can't speak properly. Animation and basically, they're all dressed up as maids, and there's no other reason than that. And then they're all on the street, street corners. Akihabara with sign going, go and see our cafe. It's just a normal cafe. It's just this animation themed, and they're all dressed up as maids.
In Japan, it's very, very typical for very over the top uniforms. Uniforms always, but over the top ones, every so often you'll get that.
But it was pretty cool. But they did try and physically drag me in at one point, and I just say no. No, please stop. Leave me alone. I did go down to Akihabara and hunted down the infamous Super Potato. Which, now, if you don't know what Super Potato is, T-Bird's going on about Super Potato. Basically, it is the most awesome retro gaming store in the world, I think. I honestly can't think of anything that's better. It's like three floors of just wonderment. And I did happen to spend a ridiculous amount of money on stuff, basically, on various Japanese games.
Americans on holiday are such adventurous folks. They always order burgers and then wash it down with Coke. I'll have you know, I've tried everything under the freaking sun.
Although technically, octopus under a sun would be very tasty. Room temperature octopus.
They were Scottish. Thank you, T-Bird, for proving the truth. One of them was American. The girl was American. The dude was Scottish.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they both lived in Scotland.
Blame the Scots, then. Everybody else.
They went crazy and they went everywhere and they enjoyed themselves immensely. They just went everywhere.
Unfortunately, they didn't. They had no obligation to take you with them.
No, so. I found the last night they went off to karaoke and the new ones to go and they didn't invite me.
You didn't want to go anyway. You're like,
No, it would be nice to go along. It's just like, you can't go to karaoke on your own.
There's no way of pleasing him, honestly.
There's no way of explaining without people saying I'm whining about something, apparently. I prefer it if Becky had been there, because then I would have Becky there.
There's about a million reasons why I'd want Derek, but mostly that all got that one. Oh dear, high hugs and kisses and all that stuff. Oh dear, he's taken my arm.
Yeah, I've taken their arm, because I missed her a lot.
You know, I'd like to have that back.
No, it's mine. 50%! I own 50% of you, apparently.
I own 50% of you, so what?
Yeah, but there's
You keep saying it's about as useful as dividing by zero, but you know what? I'll be damned if I'm wrong.
Yeah, my price goes down about 20% every week, so.
You're not like one of them foreign cars.
So who are you talking to? am I a foreign car?
No, there's the model too, and I know that there's one in particular that by the day lost about 20 quid off of its value. By the day, shit, you're not. And it's just, yeah, that's pretty bad if it loses that much value. But anyway, it's like some sort of car or something. High-end sports car. Anyway, I heard you talk to
him. Yeah. So, sure. Depreciation. Yeah, I depreciate in value by 20% every week, which means been about 2 months time, I'll probably be worth half a pigeon in old money.
Sold pigeons, bartered in pigeons. I wonder if there's something. You got loose.
The person who owns Trafalgar Square is damn rich. Put it that way. Yeah, I went there and I bought massive amounts of stuff. Massive amounts of stuff. In fact, there's a vast array of it taking up a chair, and then there's a bag. And I may or may not have bought 3 copies of Knuckles Chaotix. 32X, obviously. Japanese Knuckles Chaotix. 3 copies. Yeah. I also bought Night Trap.
Why?
Because I could, yeah. Pretty much.
There's a lot of things you bought. A couple of nights.
Couple
of Sonic games. Sonic Labyrinth.
Oh yeah, I got a mint copy of Sonic Labyrinth on Japanese Game Gear. Because, you know, everyone needs more Sonic Labyrinth in their life. Obviously. But the absolute... I think that AUK is recession-proof. Oh god, no it's not. AUK is definitely not recession-proof. AUK is pretty much nothing-proof.
It has to be something
proof.
I mean...
Exports approved.
For a few seconds, anyway.
He's foolproof.
Really?
Well, he doesn't suffer them gladly. But, yeah. Rams is waterproof. He's just doing a Yoshi voice. Oh. What?
Although you're probably
going
to have to listen to that for half hour.
I think that says, why is Shad to put up a link for the full version of Free Sonic Free Riders then? Yeah, that's what I want to know. I had a bit of a knee to the scrotum of.
The scrotum? Why did you pick a knee to the scrotum? Did they pick the version you didn't want?
Oh, apparently T was talking to my colleague Richard at Replay yesterday. I'm sure you found him a fantastic person.
I'm at a loss.
The most ultimate thing that I got a, I believe, mint version of Sega Gaga. Gaga 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 Gaga.
You either know what it is or you
say Gaga Gaga.
It's the equivalent of a Marmite.
SGGG. Say ga ga ga.
Not Lady Gaga.
Mint coffee.
Mint coffee. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You can buy it at SOS for like 200 quid. How about that?
Don't say things like that. Adam will bring 200 quid and expect.
Good! Good! You stop. Yeah. There's going to be a Sonic Rex stall at SOS.
See, Hogfather says sold for 200 quid. You better raise your prices. The demand is going to be huge, man.
Yeah, but it's
have a silent bid. That's how you do it. Silent auction.
So, yeah, well, we can do that. There's going to be this stall.
We're actually going to have a stall this year?
Yeah, sell those.
Who's going to manage?
I will.
But you do the thing up front, though.
Maybe not.
You're not going to be up on stage? I don't know that I could do a whole thing. I'd have to get my hair done, and my face done, and have to get an outfit.
What?
And maybe knock overspend a few times.
What is this for? Is this just a daily thing, or what?
SOS being... he doesn't want to go up front now.
Well, it's... Well, I'm going
to...
Transition.
Take a step back.
Transition.
Well, then who's going to be up there besides Bighead?
She loves him, really. Just
do
not.
Do I? Really?
But just doesn't. Oh, no, actually. I don't know, Rory.
So we'd have the Sonic Hour once a year, basically, is what you're suggesting. It's that significant an event. Why don't
Welcome to the Summer of Sonic Hour!
That's all it would be! You have no idea how bad this is going to go, because you know what's going to happen. They're going to put it off for another 6 months, and then they're going to cancel it, and then they're...
And then the venue will blow up.
Yes, yes.
I was going to say the venue was overheated. Oh wait, that was this year. I don't know who it would be.
Oh dear, I don't know.
I'd normally say T, but then T's going to be probably disappearing as well, isn't it? So we need somebody to transition.
I mean, I could try, but I'm gonna definitely have to.
I've already said what happened to the Sonic Hour. Well.
Well, Billy, let me sit you down and tell you a special.
I'm sorry, Timmy. We haven't got the Sonic Hour anymore.
When a man and a woman. Wait, no.
When a man and a woman love each other very much.
Sometimes Sven happens.
There's a bird and a bee. And then there's like a stork gets involved,
yeah,
and the stork has a wrench, which I believe is slang for something.
Wait, but which one is the lady's?
It results in the wrench going into a cabbage patch, and then various things happening involving.
But he's got to avoid the bones.
From the cabbage patch you get this, you know, this small bit of dough, which you then put into a cooker, which acts as an oven, so then you create this bun within this oven.
Well, it looks like you have adaptation. A man and a woman love each other very much. A T-bird and a charming bee get together. Just, yeah. Well, that explains a lot, frankly. Especially if it's a particular...
I don't know, Does the main know about T-Bird and Ali? I don't know what's going on there.
I'm confused. This is insane.
No more than usual. But yeah, we're going to have a Sonic Rec store. Selling all manner... Well, everyone else had blimmin' stalls.
Well, this will have to be something we consider. I want to get...
I've got an awful lot of nonsense that I need getting rid of. Sorry, wench.
Oh god, I'm falling.
You're not falling, you're just...
Awkward position, help! Yeah.
Yeah, she's behaving herself. I think I've got some sort of weird armbar thing going on. Oh, what is she doing?
What?
She's facing you.
I'm not biting anything. I'm just resting here because I'm not going.
Put a commission section on the store, AUK, and I will buy. I don't know, but there's...
You mean to get comics Japanese... done? Dang, we could do commissions for that.
Yeah, a Sonic Rex comic commissions. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Why not?
I'm going to just buy my stuff. We'll have half.
We'll have a RAM section.
We will have like a third of the table for RAM stuff, a third of the table for Echo stuff, and then in the middle there will be this neutral party. neutral party. Neutral party with like lots of insurance. That's what they will have. There'll be no man's land.
Are you suggesting that I'm able to sell stuff this time around?
I don't know.
Actually make stuff to sell, but.
I know, it's complicated because I know there was very specific ones,
yeah,
people that were allowed. There were people, they're very specific people that were allowed, basically. In that, Dark Space was allowed because of his being separate.
Yes, it's an entirely
independent
story.
Studio Imagine you're allowed.
Completely separate.
I didn't realise STC were turning up. Or STCO, sorry, were turning up in the way they did. they obviously. I think I saw something about Purity wanted to sell stuff eventually.
Well, this is the funny part. I'd
be all up for Purity selling stuff.
Now, what about if, say, there were fan characters?
Vija ones, yes. AUK ones, yes. apparently the Earth Art ones have got like a really unhealthy concentration of lead and asbestos in them. So we won't be able to have those.
Original drawings, but I mean,
maybe. See, here's the thing. I love the fact that Ram saying, like, oh, I've got to. Tall guy saying I've got to save up lots of spending money for next year. I thought for a minute that was Ram saying I have to save up lots of money for next year, and it was like, yeah, because you're so not going to be, you know, busy housed and fed for free.
It's just something to think about. Maybe you should think we might set up a page with like sort of rules and regulations if you decide to be a vendor.
What was interesting is something that somebody who was very interested in finding out what's going on with Summer Sonic next year was somebody who I met in Japan. He wants to know the situation.
He wanted to know the situation. Is it making money?
No. Well, here's a clue. He was there last year.
Well, that one?
That person.
That one.
We will see.
Kindly say to him, I'm sure.
Well, he greeted me with a hug. And
if he greeted me with a hug, that completely changes the person I thought.
Beating around the bush. As part of the Sonic 4 competition, I mean, they met up with Azuka-san and the director of Sonic 4, whose name always seems to escape me, and they also met up with June. June was like the first time I've ever had a proper chat with June, and it was like, oh yay. And then we had photos done specially, which I think confused Azuka-san, because like, why are you having just photos with just June? And it's like,
lost your streak.
Well, the reason I have photos with just June is because the last time I had photos with June, I looked like I was a zombie. And frankly, I was, and about 10 minutes later, I was just in a state of unconsciousness. So
pretty much.
That's why. But it was really funny because June met us downstairs at Sega Japan office, and he's like, "Oh, okay." And he's like waiting for like a big hug, and he mistimed the hug.
Oh god, yes.
He mistimed the hug and ended like smashing his face into my shoulder.
Oh,
I was like, "Oh yeah."
You and musicians.
Oh dear, I don't know, but it was slightly funny, but. I mean, lots of people want to know what's going on with SummerSonic.
Well, we have no word yet, so, I mean, there's still a lot of things.
We have a date!
We have a date! That's been set since last year, though, so.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new yet, but of course, as always, you know, Sonic Rex, TSS, talking, doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When we know, in a way, you will know.
When I have time to
sort that out. Right now, we have
a
counting.
Sophia confirmed for Summer Sonic 2011.
Sophia.
Yeah, we can hear that.
Yes, that's true.
Hope close if anyone from TSSZ hears this, they'd say, hey, you can attack you. TSSZ stopped beating up our composers. As Tiba, as you well know, last SOS they were beating up me quite soundly. Just not in a physical sense. It's good. Hope Crush 40 will be there this year.
No. I'll just say it right now. No, they're not going to be there. The likelihood of them being there is about if I can kiss the moon. And trust me, I'm 5'1". I'm not kissing it for another couple of weeks if I start running.
I think it's unlikely. I think C40 are unlikely this year.
Unlikely? I'm going to have to say, I don't. Just go ahead and say it.
This way, so somebody saying that they were going to come back on their own steam.
Well, that's like, their own.
Yeah, right. I see that happening. But, you know, there's other things that can be done.
Oh, there's tons of other things.
There's plans cooking in the old noodle.
Let's just say that there is words.
There are words being exchanged.
Between two people. Possibly over an internet forum, I don't know.
Physical abuse, not physical abuse.
Oh,
I think one kind of rolled into the other, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, let's make AK even feel even worse than he is.
No, where was I? No, it was great fun. But to say we will have this Sonic Rex store, mainly the fact that now I've got a load of Japanese games.
So you're suggesting that now there's an...
If you would like Japanese...
There will be a Sonic Rex store.
There will be a Sonic Rex store. That's probably the first official announcement, actually, that there's going to be a Sonic Rex store. Oh, the first... Well, the first one is Ram the Dragon confirmed.
Yeah, that's the first one.
So you'll be able to meet the entire Sonic Rex team.
That's true. We will all be there. Flesh. We'll be in pictures.
And then we will just take over the stage and kick everyone out.
Can I just kick Sven? Are you sure? Really?
You just want to go in the Sonic costume and then just attack him?
No, I wouldn't do that because it would be bad.
I can't remember why you got against Sven.
He sets me off, man. He just riles me up. I don't hate him. I just want to punch him for a while.
Punch him a while?
It's true. It's not like I really hate him. It just annoys me sometimes, and I just want to kind of jump on him.
Hulkfather has joined you, really just needs to clap his hands, and SOS 2011 will appear at his house. Emperor V says the EC crew will take down the Rex crew. God, you
bring
are.
It.
Oh!
Bring it!
Wait.
Oh my god.
Right. So you want to. See, me and Blake will just stand back and we'll literally. And I'll tell you what. Ram and Echo will just absolutely kick your asses. Maybe we'll drag T-Bird along too. So that they're actually actively trying to pull other people in because they're now very worried. They didn't even realize. This is how clever Emerald Coast are. They didn't even freaking realize that there's three of them and four of us.
We don't need
That's
four of
stupid.
Us. That's stupid. We need four of us.
Yeah. Me and Blake will sit down and we'll read the paper and we'll just watch. And we will just watch. We will just watch in watch as Echo and Ram just completely smoke you. Let's smoke Emerald Coast. Excuse me, Mr. Vija. I hope you don't mind. Please let me hit you around the head with your wrench.
It's gonna turn into an ECSW war. It honestly will.
I'll Kiara against you.
I'll Kiara against you.
She'll turn Kiara against you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll
Kira
against you.
Well, that's Adam done with, then sorry you got Adam. Through lesbian. Oh dear. You filthy, filthy little things. Mm. How dare you kiss your mothers with those mouths and minds. Thank you, Adam. Anyway.
Yeah, this is gonna be a bit, yeah. Seriously, that's just...
We're gonna show up.
I can't
up.
Believe how fail that is. It's gonna, you know, we'll be able to take you on. Oh, wait, there's more of you. Oh, no. We'll get tea in. Not to say.
He'd never hit a
lick. Substitution!
Honestly, we're just gonna show up all in colored shirts and wearing the same hats and all the same way, and it's just gonna be like a game.
Nah, it's cool.
Sprite comic game.
As an ex flip says hi, I'll change the UK. To which I reply hi.
In the wrong chat room.
In the wrong chat room.
Oh, but I didn't actually put it in.
Yeah.
Hi. Yes, apparently Ivy Brave will bring their damn fourth Chaos Emerald. Whereas Sophia says you'll have my sword and my axe and bow and wrench. T-Bus is the Earth to leave my digital camera on Mika's phone last night. Why were you taking pictures?
Why wouldn't
they be? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So let me get this right. T-Bird's been taking pictures of himself on Vita's throne. That doesn't sound bad at all.
Now whenever Adam rings him up, you just the screams will echo. Mm. Right there. Oh dear.
Apparently, the main will take down Ram with lesbian distraction. Earth will take on Blake and Becky with help from the Tails doll. Phil, there's no easy way of saying this, but you know you say your Tails doll, it's not the actual Tails doll, it's just a very, very small Tails plush. It doesn't move, it doesn't do anything, it just stays there.
You will end up eating it if I'm against it. Or it will be shoved somewhere else where the sun don't shine.
Unless you wanted to become the suppository doll, I suspect you don't even bring it into it. Oh yeah, there's gonna be some beatings.
It's just
SOS 11 is gonna be great because I'm just not going to care.
Here's your money.
Here's your goddamn show. Enjoy it. Brap. I'm just gonna do whatever. I'm just gonna nuts. Oh dear.
We have a few guests.
We're gonna have a merchandise thing, and I'll probably sell off. You know how everyone's going. Oh, I wish I had those rare merchandise. Why don't you have the rare merchandise for sale? Because it's ours. Well, maybe I'll get rid of mine.
Hey, there you go. You never know what you might see.
Yeah. Yeah, so bring lots of money, because you'll be giving it to me.
and then of course there'll be
debates on various, you know, TMZ style websites about whether or not I should be doing that, and then I will just go, like, I don't care what you think. What are you doing to Blake? Are you preening him again?
Yes, I always preen him. It's kind of like the...
We've been going for, like, you know, 45 minutes and not had any other songs.
Nope, but they're too busy enjoying us. They're actually...
Not being funny, you're actually involved. You're involved and you're audible and it's lovely.
Aww.
She's all smiley in a sort of really strange way. Like she's sort of sucking on a lemon the wrong way. Don't get the pancakes on Becky's lemon day.
What?
It's an old advertising slogan for gift lemon.
I see. What's a pancake day anyway?
There's an official pancake day.
Oh. Yes, made for pancakes. Not knowing it.
But you guys, like, have it for dessert, and that's wrong right there, so...
No, ice cream.
It's a dessert. Pancakes in the UK are a dessert, whereas in the States they're breakfast.
Yes.
It's wrong!
Who invented the pancake?
That sounds
probably
like
somebody from Belgium, actually.
Pancake eaten.
Some baked pancakes everywhere.
Somebody from Belgium or somebody from...
Yeah. Did Blake like his birthday song on tea time? What?
You had a birthday song on tea time?
I don't know.
Trying to get me through the door when your show was on.
Oh, sorry.
So, we missed it. I missed
Earthbox show as well.
Missed everyone's show.
You were more anxious because it took you 2 hours to get here from Heathrow. Not by car. Sorry.
Yes.
Nothing,
but you say, regards, if you want a Japanese copy of a Sonic game, I've probably got it now.
Wow, couple.
I still love the fact that there's like a mint copy of Sonic Labyrinth. I did look specifically for Sonic.
Some may be given away as prizes, but most will be sold.
No, they won't.
No?
Not well, apart, a couple of them are going to be given away free stuff for
Sephiroth. Oh, that's what you're doing.
Yeah. There's an Evangelion game which I'm going to give away. Actually, you'd have loved this. It was ridiculous the amount of Evangelion stuff, as I've already said to you, but there was like a lady's belt, which was just like, I wish it could be a men's belt. Because it was the... No, seriously, because it was like...
You wish it was just big enough for you?
No, because it was the... It was a black belt with sort of like a buckle on it. Mm-hmm. And there was like little various sort of, you know, not flaws exactly, but you know,
pattern.
Patterning. And then across the whole of it was the Lance of Longinus. Or at the back, all like twisting around. Sewn in it. And there was, you know, the Japanese thing in the jackets? The fancy jackets, there was Evangelion jackets of that. Which was ridiculous.
You quietly cried.
Well, there was so much stuff there. I found, because T-Bird's got a Nerve cover for his iPhone. And I found where he had where they got that for.
He had an iPhone that would be useful.
Yeah. If only I had, you know, nice things.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, we're going to have some music. Because that makes sense in our world of music and radio, things like that. So we're gonna have a Chunnan Night, and then afterwards we're gonna have something else. What would you like? I don't have. I've got by the Crash Test Dummies.
That song sucks.
I'm trying to think.
You could do the Singapore.
Pirates
in the Caribbean. Pirates in the Caribbean.
There is no Jack Sparrow. Hoot rum, terrible. He's too drunk for you, my lad. Let's have some. Looking for some Jet Set Radio because I went to Shibuya, so Shibuya downtown. Let's have That's Enough from Jet Set Radio or Jet Grind Radio, depending upon where you, you know, live in the world. So Chunnan Night followed by That's Enough, and we'll see you after the break. Incidentally, guys, can you, if you're listening in, please get your questions in to all three of us here. You need to PM them to me in the IRC chat room. And we, as in myself, Blake, and Echo, will answer them as, you know, as best we can. But yes, please get those questions in now. Please. welcome back to Radio Redux. We're over in the Sonic Stadium chat room. It's turned into a mass t-shirt slogan thing. Yeah,
we have a contest for your t-shirt this year. Whoever the winner is, we'll get a sweaty back.
Rina Kage says a shirt that says I met Round Dragon, all she did was make Yoshi noises. Spin says I met Blake Draco and all I did was scream. Hogfather's got I would summer of Sonic 2011 and I found a patch for Sonic 06.
I've met Blake Draco, my life is complete.
On the front, I met Blake Draco and I didn't see what the fuss was about. And on the back, only kidding, scream. Prison SD. You don't get, you don't get t-shirts. You don't want to, I don't want to put in effort!
That is where your problem is. You want a t-shirt, but you
don't have
good ideas,
so
you can't
stay there. Good. You set the lighter on me. You're
going to
place it on me.
This will be warm.
I've roasted, I met AUK and the world exploded. Nobody introduces themselves to me. That's pretty fun. Actually, I met AUK and actually bothered to interview him would be a good one, because I've had one interview in 3 years. Yeah. And there was another one as well, but it never saw the light of day. Yeah, that would be good. I met people at SOS and they gave me a wrench to hit myself with for no reason.
I went to SOS and I think I'm pregnant.
Says Rina Kage, yeah. Rina SD says, I went to SummerSlam 2010, so thank God I only have to talk to those people that I'll see in the forums the next year. Read it.
I am reading it.
Hello!
Oh. I'm not good at this. I was reading it. I thought it was bad, so
no.
Well, obviously, no. People at IRC can see it, so.
Ow. What does it say? What does
oh,
it say?
Oh, God,
what
no,
say?
Don't
what
do
what
that.
What does it say? What does it say?
Don't force me to go.
I went to SOS on 2011.
Yes.
God. Yeah, actually, you should have just left it there. I want to SOS 2011. I went to SOS 2011. I need to be alone now. I went to SOS 2011 and the maid threw a rock at me, which took my virginity again. What? No, it's basis. I went to SOS. I now want to cry like a little girl.
Oh, babies cry. Little girls, babies cry.
Doctor! Don't run! It's just him!
I went to SOS PR. I went to SOS BRB bathrooms. I've met Earth Art and all he gave me was some boobs. I'm so happy. I want to see some of these t-shirts. I went to SOS 2011. Hooray. I went to SS 2011 and saw the latest Sonic game. Pass me a rope. It's Resident SD. How did you know that we were going to use a rope gimmick in the next game? Rope! Rope! Hang, 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 hang. because I went to SOS and I can now die without regret.
What?
Oh, there's Shadow Fox as well.
Shadow Fox. I met Earthy's ones are awesome, too bad you're not getting one.
I went to S, and when I heard its name, I want to kill everyone nearby. I was glad I went to Wizard 211, I saw boobs.
Capital I.
Oh, now you must read that one from Megan Marte.
I went to SOS 2011 and heard strange noises coming from the one in the back rooms blink winking. Yes, that's been.
Little weird Spanish and French words coming out of there. I went to SOS 2011 and I got into a riot. What? The Shadow Fox is better, which is I went to SOS 11, I was the only survivor. Maybe Fox is there were no survivors. Earthheart says, I hugged Earthheart and lived to tell the tale. If Earthheart hugs himself, if he wraps his arms, does that mean he will die?
He will physically explode in some sort of. Implode? Explode?
We could both at the same time, being very impressive. We're actually gonna do that and use him as the fireworks display for the 2012 Olympics. That's what we're gonna do. Do you want to read that one? Did you want to read that one? Because I'm not.
You want to read this one, Echo? Come read it.
Come read this one, but I didn't even know.
And then get everyone's response.
Nobody glopped my boobs, so you're welcome to try. But you may get something up somewhere.
What?
An orifice.
What?
Something about an orifice and a flipper.
Nurse.
Hello.
I've met Ram the Dragon, not a real dragon. Bit of a letdown.
She's not actually a bird. What?
I went to SOS 11 dressed up as Ivy the Kiwi. Ivy the Kiwi's rave. Ivy! I went to SOS saying that Mario ain't bad. People gave me cement shoes and threw me in the ocean. I met T-Bird at SOS 2010. I like hats now. I went to SOS 2011. I'll be seeing the psychologist first thing in the morning. I'm guessing it is. I'll bring her back. I went to SOS. Nothing like the IRC charm. I met Blake Draco and nommed his head.
What?
I met Blake Draco and nommed his head. I met Blake Draco and nommed his head. Blake Draco's coming, gonna nom your head. I went to SOS 2011, the people in the IRC smelled worse than I expected. I went to SOS 2011, the girls were hot and already spoken for.
Yeah,
I didn't go to SOS 2011 Florida. So that was bad. I met Vidra at SOS. He told me to get my hands off his port. I met Bentley Jones at SOS 11. Okay.
Yeah.
I went to SOS. I see dead people now. I went to SOS 11. I somehow have the ability to go to things in the future. I went to SOS 2011, unfortunately, due to cutbacks, the t-shirt printing company wasn't able to complete the Nihilist t-shirt. Please accept our apologies for any inconvenience caused. RSD, that's awesome. I went to SOS 11 as Methodist, no one knew who I was. I found out that I didn't exist.
Never finished the Sonic.
I went to SOS 2011 and AUK became my king. Damn straight. I think Vlato again. Why is he arguing for Vlato? He's just become got absolutely off his head. I went to SOS 11 as Blake Draco. Got laid better that night. Yep, you are the
cat. Got laid better when it says later. Yeah. You're adding words to it.
I just can't do stuff right at the moment. I went to AUK and met SOS. Wait, what? In Soviet Russia, SOS went to me. I went to SOS as Alex Kidd and Sonic told Sonic to F off. Who's that one? Oh, do you want to do the Tall Guys one? If I get it right, hang on.
Right, me?
Yeah.
I'm AK and only gaming
with you! There we go. Yeah, all he gave me was this.
You!
Yoob! No hurting Blake. I went to Trill on Sunsuns, yeah. I've got an idea for the t-shirt next year. But it's going to be much more stylish.
Are you
going to
do a new design?
Don't talk, guys, I've met Echo Hawk, someone dial 999. I've met Echo Hawk, someone dial 999. I went to SOS and met B-Man then threw him in another volcano. I went to SOS 2011. I went to SOS 2011 in memorial, Kevin Eva. Am I about right? I went to SOS 2011. Needs more Tristan. Oh dear. A roll mop.
What?
It's like a roll model, which is a mop.
What's a roll mop?
A roll mop. Do what? It's like a doo-wop.
No, it's not.
Why?
Is it a mop that rolls?
I don't know, but it was something he didn't like.
A roll mop.
Roadhouse. It was plural. He liked bird watching and he hated roll mops.
Roll mops. I went to SOS 2011 and still thought it was roll moppers. Anyway, we have questions.
Yeah.
Some of the What? Hogfather says, I went to SOS 2011 and now my crotch is haunted. Look, I know Casper is the friendly ghost, but he's not that friendly. Casper, the friendly ghost, you know. Beware Vija's tails clash, this Hogfather. What's going to happen now? What is this? Oh, good grief. It is. Is he drunk?
I hope so. That looks familiar.
That has to be the captain.
Yeah.
Tails plus.
Poor
Iron helps us play. I call the big one Vija. Yeah, that's funny. T-Bird shows off. I don't know what he says.
You come here, you drink.
What?
You translate.
What? What are you trying to translate? Is it French or is it Japanese?
What's Japanese?
Japanese.
Taka wa suki desu ka? Taka wa suki desu ka?
I can't understand it.
Why don't you come over here? Okay. Again.
Beki wa pisi offi. That. Taco. Bitchu.
That's not Japanese. Where's was? Why is there a was right in the middle? Deska, yeah, that's fine. What the hell? This is not Japanese.
So he's showing off poorly.
No.
And we say he chose poorly.
He chose his words poorly.
I think it might be, maybe it was Google translated. No, it's not English, you idiot. You've seen was and gone, oh yeah, it's English.
That's what I said. There's no was.
There's no characters in it.
There's nothing there.
No.
He just doesn't understand. Give Google clue. Octopus.
Did you eat
octopus?
Did you eat corny octopus?
Yes. Actually, no, I didn't eat octopus when I was out there. I like a book clue octopus, and then you put the equation in wah. Octopus wah. Like that was good.
Don't ask me why tacos are octopus.
Sumimasen Hawk-sama.
Fair enough.
What?
He apologized.
No, that was. No, Sumimasen Hawk-sama is.
Sumimasen is I'm sorry or excuse me.
Well, that's what. No, that, he didn't say that. Adam disappointing him, oh dear.
I don't care about that. I'm not gonna get him beaten up. He's fine.
If Ramses, if I were to make shirts to sell on SOS, what shirt ideas would you suggest? The ones that won't involve Sonic?
Yeah, you can't do it.
I went to summer. I went to Summer of Sonic, complained that there wasn't enough merchandise, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. No, I've got an idea for a t-shirt. Oh, Resident SD's got a great one. I went to Summer of Sonic 2006. What do you mean it was only on the internet? That's a good one. T-Bird says, do you like octopus was the question. I like octopus.
I've had
octopi on many occasions. Many. I don't need your permission. For me to have octopus or squid or anything like that at some point in my life. I understand that. It's Urbot goes don't run and sends me a photo link, and it's just a picture of a Tesco sandwich, which is just ham.
Don't run! It's just ham! Run!
Yeah, it's cheese in it as well. But yeah, is that all the questions for this week? Wow, if only I hadn't gone to Japan or something like that that people might have asked about. Well, I'll have a look. Answers and questions. You're right there. You sat on something.
What? I am not.
Not presently, no. Alright. There's the fact this is the 31st of October isn't very good. Thought wrong. Yeah, zero.
Yeah.
Says there's none. Everyone fails. Chef also full of your question there. First sentence, go go. First sentence, go go.
Go go party.
Go go gadget. Go go gadget Japanese headscarf. Go 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 go, hey big guy, hey little guy. Oh for goodness sake, stop complaining. Talker91 says, I've met AUK, told me he was staying to do SOS until 2020. I've met Tall Guy and his eyesight certainly isn't 2020. SOS went to I. Well, that's it. Well, yeah, that's it. We're out of questions. And to be honest, we're more or less out of time. So, on that basis, let's have some more music of stuff. Apparently, apparently there's like free rides and stuff music out, but that was silly. Oh yeah, I got promoted. in the credits for free rides, I've been promoted to senior community manager. Yay! I'm going to celebrate this tomorrow by only working like half a day because I'm not tired. So on that basis, we're gonna leave you with not Sonic Freeriders music, because there used to be this little, you know, agreement that we wouldn't put music up for download until, you know, 6 or so months after a soundtrack came out or something. And then it went up like a news post on TSS. Yeah. So I wasn't that pleased about that. It's just like, oh well. We know which website is, you know, has the moral high ground when it comes to things. I'll give you a clue. It's not the one linked to this radio station, or half of it. Anyway. Yeah, that's it. So. I believe T went to fix that A. Okay, good. Good, so you should. For T is awesome, and is T-Bird has honour. He has honour. And now Shadda's going to be forced to commit, you know, harikari. And stuff like that. So, yeah, what music should we have? I don't know. What the hell is that? Where's that come from?
It's come from your music drive.
I don't recognise that at all.
It's your fault.
I Love Your Smile by Shanice.
I don't know.
I've no idea as well. If anyone's got a suggestion of a song they would like to, you know, listen to, be all ears. Although somebody wanted some more, I'm sorry, having a clue, so I might play that after the show's done. Jackie Chan puts out many films.
does actually, yeah. Sessions. Play Turning Japanese. Okay, I'll play Turning Japanese. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's always time for the vapors.
Every
so often. So we're gonna have the vapors of Turning Japanese, and then we're going to have I don't know stuff. We'll have the vapors of Turning Japanese is our last. Thing. After the show officially ends, people want more. I'm sorry, I haven't a clue, so I'm happy to oblige. I can find the one I want, basically. Right, okay. I'll catch you guys later. I'll be Dr. JK.
I've been Blink Draker.
I've been Justin Everhoff.
And we will see you next week, presumably. Bye for now.
No sex, no drugs, no wine, no...